This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Come on, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, A.R. Adam Roberts, full cast of characters accounted for. Been a long time since we've all been together, so it's cool to have everybody back and doing this whole thing. New school versus old school, Gary Ellerson. We were talking about this new jugs machine, right, that they're doing, and Rob Domofsky's got a video of the guy showing Rob how it all works and everything else, right?
Right.
Tom Silverstein tweets out, Packers trying out newfangled computerized jugs machine for punts. Newfangled.
Yeah.
That's something I would say.
Well, I mean,
newfangled computerized.
Did you guys tweet that thing out? You guys seen it? I mean, you got to have a real degree to work that thing.
Well, now they're doing punts.
Yeah.
So we did quarterbacks before. Now they're doing punts.
So it can program quarterbacks.
Right.
Spin on the ball.
Yep.
How do they know that? Who's doing that?
I don't know. They figured it out, though. Everything's computer
generated. So every quarterback in the league is programmed into that doggone jugs.
Well, probably not these guys that just came out of the USFL or whatever.
But no. I mean,
these starters.
You are Tom Brady. You know, you're big guys for sure.
For sure.
Aaron Rodgers.
All the starters.
All 32 of them jokers.
I would bet all the starters for sure. And I bet you even the rookies based off of their college.
Probably.
I bet you they're all in there
Unreal.
Too. Yep. So we'll see if it works.
That's how scientific this stuff really gets.
And we'll see how much it actually improves them, though. I mean, that's what I want to see. How much
will
it actually improve?
You can catch. If you can't, you can't, Steve. Sometimes it don't help.
Right, but practice makes you better, or at least that's the thought. Right?
Some guys don't have it.
All right, so speaking of practice, yesterday, David Bakhtiari not at practice. Well, he was there, but not practicing. He was still with the rehab group. Now, coming back yesterday, Elgton Jenkins came back yesterday, and today he was starting at right tackle with the ones, or is, I should say, practice is going on. Robert Tonyan back as well yesterday. Christian Watson back. The Packers rookie wide receiver, he was back in practice yesterday. So that also is good. Juwan Winfrey missed practice yesterday, but he's back at practice today. Malik Taylor no longer has the red jersey on at practice today, so now he's open to being hit. So he's out there as well today. So that's good. So those are all your updates. But again, still no David Bakhtiari. Bakhtiari still with that rehab group. The question is this: how concerned are you that Elgton Jenkins and Tonyan and these other guys are back practicing and David Bakhtiari still isn't? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Start your deal today at vanhornauto.com. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary, how concerned are you about David Bakhtiari right now?
Well, considering that he had another surgery this offseason. Somebody better be worried about it. I don't know. Leroy, this may almost be unheard of, and we've played a lot of football. You've played a lot of football. We play a lot of football between us. If you would go back and read that article, was that about
a year?
Yeah, about a year ago. Yep. How many surgeries was that? Mm. Sounds like that was at least seven.
Yeah, because they had to keep going in and draining his knee.
And now, well, this is a major one. That's just draining knees. So that's just taking fluid out. But anytime you stick a needle in your knee, that's not
good. Especially if they touch that bone.
Right. Ooh, when they mess around, nick that bone with that needle, good Lord of mine, Steve. Oh, boy, that bring off. Stop, Leroy. But now they went back in and did another surgery.
On a different issue, apparently. So,
yeah, something's not right.
Well, that's clear as day. Something's not right.
And they're not sharing information. Fine, that's them. I don't know what Leroy want on this one. Maybe Leroy tell you, don't play him until the playoffs.
Until the playoffs?
Yeah, because you remember last year, they played him.
Against the Lions?
Against the Lions.
Oh, right.
Leroy did not want him to play.
And you didn't want him to. You said, wait. So maybe you may be on that. I don't need to see him. None during the regular season. Just wait till the playoffs.
Right.
And if it swell up, then it swell up.
Yeah, put some ice on it.
But there's a huge issue here. And they haven't been forthcoming about it. So we're just speculating. We don't know. We have no idea.
So you're concerned?
Yes. That's too many surgeries, Steve.
I hear you. How concerned are you?
Is Tonyan getting another surgery?
No, he's back.
Is Jenkins getting another surgery?
No, he's back too.
Yep. Why are you bringing that up?
All back.
Because they both had knee injuries.
Because they're both had knee injuries, and more recently than him, and they're both in practice.
Yeah.
Everybody different.
Exactly. You're right.
And
everybody's different. Everybody heals different. You're right, Leroy.
Right. Totally. Sometimes you have complications, and it appears Bakhtiari's had complications with that knee. Clearly, he's had complications.
Well, that's the reason why they put him on the PUP list. So that's not even – he's on the PUP list for a reason, right?
But he can come off that at any time to come back to practice.
As the other guys did. So he's still on the PUP list. So if I were the head coach, I wouldn't even comment because he's on the PUP list. I wouldn't even comment. Nope, wouldn't even do it. He's on the PUP list. We'll activate him when he's ready. Next question. Because you got to keep people focused on the guys coming back. Because as coaches – because we saw the depth chart that Rob Demoski put out last week when Toby was in here. We looked at the depth chart, me, him, and Gary. And we saw Newman was at the right tackle. And the interior guys, they're doing a lot of musical chairs. But that's what they do.
I don't think they want Newman at right tackle between you and me. I think they want him at guard.
I don't think they really know. I think
Jenkins is going to be your right tackle.
They can't count on him right now because we've had guys practice and not play. I don't think they're going to count on any of these guys because, to me, the focus – well, let me go back.
Go back, Leroy.
When the Saints come in town,
this week.
Come marching in, I don't want to see no fights. I want to see get your work done. Now, that's when the competitive juices really come out because you say, I've been practicing against these guys, my own guys, but here's a different team coming in. We're going to play them.
And it's ones against ones.
They're good on good.
It's not Rodgers is going to sit and watch them play the Saints in the scrimmages here. He's going to be in the practices with them.
I don't know.
And then the game comes and Rodgers ain't going
to
play.
See, I don't think it's that cut and dry. It's up to the head coach if they get together and talk about it. Because when we did that, Holmes, I'm not playing Leroy against your – we're not doing that.
No, oh, really?
We're not doing that.
So is the Saints ones versus Packers twos?
I don't know. It's up to Dennis Allen, who I have a lot of respect for.
You don't know how to set it up.
And Matt LaFleur, they're going to get together and say, man, how you want to do this, man? When he get in town, they're going to say, how you want to do it? Because when the Jets rolled in here, remember Robert Saleh's his boy from the Jets.
They went good on
They had
good,
a bunch
though.
Of injuries. We got to try to both teams come in. That's why I don't want any fighting. Because what Dallas and Denver did, all that tough guy stuff, man, I ain't with that.
McCarthy was going to lose his mind.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. So my thing is, however the head coach thing, how do we want to do this? Because I'm just getting four or five guys back, and I don't want you guys to get hurt. So how you want to do it? Your practice squad guys or your practice guys can go against Aaron Rodgers, and our practice guys go against Jameis Winston. to give you a good look. You know their system, so they you don't have to hide anything. Everybody in the league knows where everybody runs. I try to tell people that. I know every system if I'm a coach, all 31 teams, including my own, of course. So you can show your stuff. You can show your rotation. You can show everything, because whether you make those plays or not is the difference. But when it comes to hurting people or doing something intentional, that causes fights. Because if you touch my quarterback, it's on.
As it should be.
Because we already said, I won't touch Jameis Winston. I don't want nobody near none of our quarterbacks. Of course, Aaron, but none of the backups either. They have a red jersey on for a reason. Same respect. But that team loved to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
They do.
So my thing is, with Batiari, that's when you're going to see him say, ooh, I want to play right now. Activate me. Why? Because I got another team coming. It's almost like a game. But you got to look at, you'll play when Aaron Rodgers played. If you're not out there against Minnesota, mm-mm, then that's a concern. Other than that, y'all can have all that that worration, if that's a word.
That's a word.
Have at it.
Worration.
Pick apart whatever you want Matt LaFleur to say, but David, you ain't playing, because I'm going to do it right this time. I'm not doing what y'all said do the last time, having this man running out there playing against Detroit. We're not doing that.
So when you want him to play
out? Minnesota.
When's Minnesota?
Week one.
The first week, man.
You don't want what if he can't play after that?
Well, that's when you
don't
start,
you want to save him start... don't you want to save him for the playoffs?
No. Okay. We're not doing that.
Not doing that.
We Minnesota. Need to find out against Minnesota is
okay,
he able
what
to
we
play?
Got. Okay.
That give you what, 3 more weeks? 2 more weeks? Yeah.
Okay.
Work out.
Okay.
Get together.
Oh, well, I'm with you. No preseason. What you want, Steve?
No, we ain't doing no preseason.
What you want, Steve?
Jury Center, man. God, this guy.
It's been a while since we've been together.
Three locations. Yeah.
The signals.
Not yet, man. Not yet. He said, get ready.
Off Blue Mountain Road in Tri-City National Bank Building.
It's your friend.
ShopTJC.com. That's right, folks. ShopTJC.
Don't forget Dean Murray.
What'd you say?
Dean Murray. Don't forget Dean Murray.
.com. And call the
Windows in any single way.
Call the owner, Dean Murray, right now, guys. You want the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry that you have, that they have in the store. If you're shopping for jewelry somewhere else, you're paying too much money. But, hey, listen, if you don't want to take my word for it, go check my good friends out at Jewelry Center right now. We talked about those locations. ShopTJC.com. I'll call them up. Ask for the owner.
Dean Murray.
Can I say what I think he thought you did?
What?
I think he thought you flipped him off.
Yeah, I didn't see you rubbing it.
Dude, it's been the same thing for a decade.
But you normally rub it, dude.
I didn't see you rubbing it.
I think you just gave me the finger.
No, I did not, man.
I think that's what he thought.
I ain't see you rubbing it, man. Like, what is dude doing?
Get out of here.
I think that's what he thought.
Yeah, obviously that's what he thought, but that's not what I was doing. He didn't say anything wrong or controversial.
He's done that for 10 years.
It's the same thing.
No.
Same thing.
No, you didn't rub it this time.
Same arm.
Yes, right arm. Maybe Toby did it differently when I was off. I don't know. Always do the same thing, man.
Toby just reminded him on air. Hey, man, you got the Jewelry Center right now. Go.
He did it.
Oh, yeah, go. Otherwise, you'll know what you'll get.
Well, that way you're not going to confuse him.
Hey, man, welcome to the Big Show.
Gary Ellison,
we back, y'all.
See Sparky Vibe at Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. What's this like?
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you. How about those fries over at Wendy's? Wendy's knows everyone hates cold and soggy fries. That's why Wendy's serves them up hot and crispy all day, every day. Natural cut, skin on potatoes, fried to golden perfection, and perfectly sprinkled with sea salt. just the way they should be. Plus, Wendy's fries aren't like other fries. They're not hot one second, cold the next. They're served up hot and crispy every single time, standing up to any dip you throw at them. So grab your favorite sauce or Frosty if you're into that sort of thing, and taste the difference hot and crispy can make. Head to Wendy's today and get your order of hot and crispy fries at participating Wendy's. Asking you, how concerned are you that Jenkins and Tonyan are both back practicing and Bakhtiari still isn't? That led into the conversation between Gary and Leroy as far as, you know, when you bring him back. Leroy saying, just make sure he's ready for the Vikings. Gary, did you say how long you are willing or wanting to wait?
I'm with Leroy. He doesn't need to see preseason games.
Well, I'm not with either one of y'all.
Right.
I'd put him on the pup list to start the regular season.
That's what, six games?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any damn chances.
You can do that, too.
We're going to wait. Yash is good enough for 6 weeks, six games. We'll be fine. Even if we're 3-3, we're still good.
What?
So Yash is going to be the guy to start, and then we'll ease you in slowly. Because the goal is, like you said, you're being sarcastic, but the goal is the playoffs.
Here's why I wouldn't do that. And I get, though, I don't mind it, but here's why I wouldn't do that. If he were to hurt it again, you're farther out. Rehab time. He's shortening it.
He hurts it again, he's done.
If he hurts it the first game, I can go in there and cut him on him again, and maybe I have him ready by the playoffs.
No chance.
And then if he comes to playoffs, we got to cut him again. He's going to retire at the end of this year anyway. There ain't no coming back.
There is no chance. If they have to cut him again, it's done. Like you're not playing this year. We're done. It's not happening. We'll try next year. I'm not trying to rush him back again, Leroy. If he gets dinged up again and they got to go in again to fix that knee, if I'm Matt LaFleur and company, I'm going, nope. Yash, you're their starting left tackle the rest of the year. David, we'll see you next season. Like, we're not doing this again. Because all you're doing is screwing everything up. You're breaking rhythm of Yash in, Yash out, Yash in, Yash out. You're breaking rhythm of left guard, left tackle. And that's going to be Runyon, it appears, at left guard.
Just Runyon's set.
That's it, right? So If he gets hurt again, then that's it. I'm not trying to bring him back in week 15 and hoping to get him ready for the playoffs if Yash has to play the whole season without him again.
This is not unprecedented. It's been guys sit out for years and surges back and forth and still playing. But the point is this, and I think it's a correct point. Gutekunst ain't never looking, not looking, what I'm trying to tell y'all. This guy always, he's trying to upgrade the tight end position. He's trying to get him a journeyman lineman. He's trying to get him a receiver. He's trying to get him everything. He's trying to get everything. Because you know what Gutekunst is thinking? He can't say, but I'm going to say it. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl. Okay? But Toby pointed this out to me because, you know, he's a millennial. He look at stuff like this. When we looked at the depth chart, they had Mercedes Lewis starting at, now this can change, obviously.
At tight end.
At tight end.
Correct.
So
because Tonyan was hurt.
Well, that ain't why he pointed it out. He pointed out because he know we got to give somebody some help. Because he's just as big as D lineman. But you would think that Josiah DeGuara would be the starter. But you need a bigger tight end to stay in the hip to get this ball out.
Or if you're going to run block.
Yeah, exactly. So you're thinking, they're going to run the ball. So that was one indication they may run the ball. So these guys won't be pass blocking 35 times. So I'm okay with the offensive line they play. I thought they protected well in the preseason game for everybody they had out there. I didn't see the guys under duress. But I'll say this, though. When you play Minnesota, because I know Ed Donatell, okay, he's a coordinator. I know he coached me. I mean, I just know his thinking, okay?
Shannon Sullivan did not look good for the Vikings yesterday.
Nobody don't look good in preseason. I will say this. I'm going to say this about preseason. Everybody that look good in preseason ain't going to do nothing in the regular season. Nothing. Because they ain't going to be playing. They
got about, the bench, Dobbs man. Is going to be
what
playing.
What about Romeo Dobbs? Is he going to be playing?
So is that by process by elimination? Or what? Is that a trick question? You don't have nobody. Got to play.
Well, no, not really. Because
gotta play. Who you going to put in front of him?
Well, Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, those are your front three, right?
No, they play
and
way more.
Dobbs
they're
play at four.
Five. They're going to play five guys.
And then Watson. Dobbs, Watson. That's five.
So
and that does not
play.
Include Amari Rodgers. Amari Rodgers is six if he's staying.
He's going to play.
And we haven't talked about the kid from Nebraska that they drafted in the seventh
round. I'm Danny Davis, man. Hey, listen. Again, like I said, everybody in preseason ain't going to play. you're going to, just like you just said, Steve, they're going to run out there. Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb. He may get sprinkled in there.
Sprinkled.
But so preseason to me, I want to see the guys for special teams. I want to see the guys come in there and just don't give up plays. Now, Vernon Scott, I mean, give up that bomb. You don't want to put that on tape. Just don't.
What's that kid's name? Sean Davis?
Yeah,
you he's looking pretty good back
tape,
there
man.
At safe, they say.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's about special teams. That team going to be good. He had 33 guys didn't play. If you look around the league, a lot of guys weren't playing. But back in the 90s, we played the first and the fourth games. They hung them and said, wait a minute, let me think about this for a minute. Why would I play you in the fourth game and you get hurt, then you can't play in 2 weeks? Man, y'all ain't playing no more. We shutting it down. We trying to win a Super Bowl. But he would openly tell us that. So you're thinking, what's the best five linemen that I can put out there against Minnesota? Because they're going to – Ed Donatell's system, they don't blitz a lot. But when they come, they bring in everybody and we'll roll the dice. You remember back when he was with Denver?
And you got Za'Darius Smith. You remember Denver? They chomping at the bit.
They bring everybody. Now, Aaron Rodgers is going to put some of that out. He can get the ball out. He knows these blitzes. But my thing is, when we get back to Bakhtiari, we got to have everybody available for, in a perfect world, mm-hmm. for the first game. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the alumni weekend, which is the following week against the Bears, you got mm-hmm. two divisional games out of the box. You got to go 2-0. Mm-hmm. Because you're setting it up for the league to say, listen, we still own this division. I know Devontae's left. I know things have changed. And I know we don't have Jenkins, and we may not have David Bakhtiari. But we got to win these first two games to let the league know, no, out of every division that's changed, we still own our division. Because I think the NFC East is going to be some different. Those teams, Philly's a lot better.
Philly was a playoff team last year.
Exactly. Right? And Dallas, I'm not going to give them that.
Man. What's wrong with
that? The Giants are the worst team in that division.
They had like 17 penalties the other day, man.
Well, go to every division.
That's a problem last year, too, for them.
Yeah, it was.
But the North. The North could be one of the worst divisions.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, it could be.
It will be.
Well, if you're watching Hard Knocks, man, I'm going to tell you something about Detroit.
Hard Knocks. I watched that last week.
They play hard, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. They're going to beat a lot of teams. They're going to win six games.
Did you watch Hard Knocks last week?
I watch it all the time on Link.
Hey.
Deuce Staley and Aaron Glenn?
Yeah,
oh, my
that's for sure.
God. I want to be at that training camp practice. These two all, they are going at it. And it was funny. I mean, it wasn't funny to them, obviously.
Gary
but they
had competitive coaches, right, Gary?
They were heated yelling back and forth at each other. Good Lord, that
did
was entertaining.
Did your running back coach like your linebacker coach when y'all did
one-on-ones? No, because we did one-on-one drills together all the time.
So were they running their mouth? Like
Constantly.
They go after each other, boy. It's funny.
I mean, those two guys.
It's funny.
Oh, my God. And Staley would not shut up. Just constantly following Glenn around, talking in his ear. I was like, man, he's going to get popped.
And then a lot of them know it's on camera, too. But still, it's the same thing.
Revelation here?
Revelation. I reread Revelation last night.
Them Lions?
Yeah. What?
A head nod is not going to work on the radio.
No. What?
Go ahead.
Them Lions? You see that thing with Jamal Williams?
Yeah.
Y'all see that?
How he broke it down and started crying?
So what did you say about the Lions?
You know why he was crying, don't you?
You agree with me?
What I agree with you on?
They play hard.
They play hard. Now I'm talking about wins.
Okay, you agree with me?
Just based on what I saw Jamal Williams right there.
Gary,
and then I saw that boy. What's that boy name? Aiden. What's the boy name they got? First
Hutchinson.
Round? Huh?
The
Hutchinson.
Truth. I'll take Rashad Garrett, but I'm just saying, the kid's a play, man. He can play. And he's right there in Michigan.
Green Bay.
I'm telling you, man.
Detroit.
The Bears, I don't know what they got going on.
Do you know who the Lions are?
He played for them. He knows the Lions.
No. Do you know who they are? This team?
Oh, what team is it?
Who they?
They're his team.
Oh, the Badgers?
The Packers of the 80s. That's what this is.
What's that?
You got a lot of testosterone-filled dudes yelling and screaming, want to be
old school
and all that.
No.
That's exactly what this is.
These dudes, man.
Oh, we're going to run through a wall. We're going to take dudes out over benches. That's what that's what this is right here.
Well,
what this is.
NFC North.
This coaching staff. That's what this is.
NFC North.
North.
Dead last.
Who last?
Them.
Lions?
Yeah.
No.
They're going to be last.
Who's second?
Last. Second to last?
Who's second?
Bears.
No. Who's first?
Packers.
Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions.
Right.
No.
I agree with Steve.
Yeah.
100%.
No doubt.
But what you say? What you say?
I think the Lions are going to be second, dude.
Second where? Which way? Up or down?
Second out of last?
No. In the North Division.
Second behind the Packers?
I think it's Packers, Lions, Vikings, and then Bears.
Can you tell Dennis Krause that today on Spectrum News 1? Because I want him to tell you what he told me when I told him about Rashad Gary.
That's what I think it is, cuz.
Oh, this is lost his mind. They're going to win six games, man.
Oh, he's played for them.
No.
He played for them.
I know, man. They got.
How many wins? I say six.
No.
They're going to win more than six.
They got to win at least nine to get into
nine.
The
Oh,
man. No.
Yeah.
Oh,
with
Jared
on,
Goff?
Man. Get out of here. Nine.
You got to ease in with the hot takes. It's his first day back.
Nine wins.
They got to win nine.
If you bet a quarter, we got a whole dollar.
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, do me a favor. We got to get somebody out from Detroit and listen
Lomas
to this
nonsense. Lomas Brown, man.
Yeah. Good. Let's get Lomas Brown on the show tomorrow.
Hey, so you said they're going to win nine games.
And they're going to win nine games.
I'm going to text Lomas
right now. Is going to laugh his tail out.
You
are nuts.
Get him on.
Nine wins.
I want Paul Allen, platinum. I want Lomas Brown and my boy Holmes from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence.
That's my. We're going to get them. AR, schedule those three.
And there is no way.
We're
going to
find out how good
games.
This division is. Gary done lost something.
They win nine games.
Paul takes my message.
He's coach of the year. They win nine games. He's coach of the year.
He's commissioner. Come on, coach of the year. Man, commissioner. Because if you can run that team, you run the NFL.
Oh, goodness.
They about three to four players away. If they can keep these coaching staff, Kamara Brunell is on that staff too.
Oh, yeah.
If they can keep this coaching staff together, Campbell, because I like Campbell, keep him for like two or three more years. Then Gary is probably right.
I just texted Lawrence because I got the Lions winning nine games this year. What you think?
He's a Christian, so he's not going to curse. So he'll probably put the ashes between the letters.
A laughing emoji or something.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Or a guy
like
passing out GIF or something like that.
Don't tell your little girl that Gary said this when she was one. Oh, she's not one yet.
No.
Who that?
2 months.
Who that?
His baby. So you remember
3 weeks today.
When she get 10 years old, so you remember what
what's your name?
Gary said
her name yet or no?
No, we didn't say her name, no. Tatum.
T-A-Y-T-U-M-N.
T-A-Y. What's the whole name, man?
Tatum.
T-A-Y-T-U-M.
No, the whole name. What's the name?
Oh, Tatum Grace.
T-A-Y-T-U-M?
T-A-Y-T-U-M. This is going to be a tough one.
I got it right down.
Grace.
T-A-Y-T-U-M-N.
Oh.
Like autumn.
T-A-Y.
You know how to
spell
autumn?
Jason Tatum, right?
Yeah.
Not spelled the same way.
But say it the same way.
Similar to that, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Who named her?
You remember Tatum O'Neal, the actress from the 80s?
Yeah.
Kate name her?
Yeah.
Or Jackson
we had. I guess I can just let this out. It doesn't matter. Yeah. We were going to go Tegan.
On the hot seat, right?
Tegan was
I
the
like
name.
Tegan?
That was the name.
I'm glad I like
so
Tatum better.
Before
I
we
like
had Chrissy Jackson, Tegan was going to be the name
Tegan
of a girl.
Right.
We had a boy, so it was Jackson. Yeah. So that was going to be the thing going up.
Well, you know
and then we went to Jackson school for something, Cub Scouts or something.
Right.
And we started seeing like the artwork up in the lockers.
Very nice.
Bunch of Tegans.
Yeah.
So she's like, no. I don't want to do this. Because Jackson, there's a million Jacksons
there's
now
million
since
Jackson.
We did it.
Not with the
Logan,
X, though.
There's a bunch of Logans.
Yeah,
so
a
like,
ton of Logans.
Right.
So there's a movie about it.
Yeah. Right. So we're like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Tatum's
so
sweet.
We were still with Tegan, and then she saw this soccer player watching a U.S. Female soccer player with the name Tatum. Not spelled the same way.
Watching soccer
she's
will
like,
put you in labor.
She's like, what do you think of Tatum? I'm like, I like it.
Yeah.
Grace was always the middle name regardless.
Right.
Yeah. So we never moved off of that.
Not Grace C, but Grace.
Right. Grace. Right. Yeah. So that's how it is.
G-A-R-C-E. Nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So, yeah, something different. Okay, Gary Ellison.
Oh, wait. Long hair? Because mom got some long.
Full head. She came out with a full head of hair.
Nice.
Full head of hair. I don't know if it's going to stay or fall out, but full head of dark hair. Full head of hair.
Okay. So we'll get pictures at year one.
Full head of hair. I don't know. I didn't send you a picture?
No.
Yeah, of course we.
I didn't get no picture.
I did, but it ain't
oh,
for
got
America.
A picture. What's the group text?
It ain't for America to mom clears.
I didn't get.
Oh no,
it's
I'm
like
not
a rap album.
Yeah,
you
I don't
can't
think that,
clear it.
Yo, that's not happening.
We ain't doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going on
if
on social
don't
media.
Clear it. I ain't talking about it.
No,
Kate is not on me. It's on Steve.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be on social media. But either way, yeah. You didn't get the picture?
No.
Yeah, he did. He's in the same group.
I know he is.
I'm done. Go to break. Go to break.
Just think of the jewelry sign.
Yeah.
Jewelry sign sign. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler with the Strawberry Frosty. Time to enjoy yourself is built in. You're welcome. So rich and creamy, a straw just won't cut it. And finishing one, well, takes at least 15 minutes. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? By that mean, we mean, is it time for a moment with just you and your Frosty kicking back and doing whatever goes best with the best treat of the summer? These Strawberry Frosty treats are going fast. So when it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's limited time. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur here as he spoke earlier this morning before practice. Practice is going on right now, but this is what Matt LaFleur had
keep
to say
vague.
Earlier. He's not going to be vague. Have you had a chance to talk to him yet about this?
Not yet. No. Maybe next week. I'm going to get to him, though.
Sooner you get to him, the better.
Yeah.
Not for us. It's going to kill our show, but.
No, it won't.
Yeah, if he's vague, we're not going to get anything. If you let him talk like this, we'll get some stuff.
Be like the hoodie.
Oh, God, no, please not that.
Don't tell him nothing, Matt.
No, I don't want to be like the hoodie. Here's Matt LaFleur.
Practices are going to be like the next couple of days with Dennis?
Yeah, we've already exchanged scripts and we're ready to go for tomorrow.
What's that process like? Obviously, it's not as easy as going down the hall and talking to Joe, obviously.
No, it's pretty easy, though. I mean, technology these days makes it very easy. Make a phone call, send an email, have conversation when you get it in front of you, and just kind of work together through it. And you know, we've done this the last couple of years, so you kind of have like a format, and we tweak it every time. And certainly if there's things that, you know, Dennis wants, then we accommodate, and vice versa. So no, it should be good work, you know, the next 2 days.
Point in camp, do you typically have a feel for week one, or do you ever get that feel?
I don't know if you ever do. You always feel good going into. I'd say there's very few situations I've been on with teams where you're not confident and ready to go to start the season. So, but there's a lot of time between now and then. And we just got to make sure that we continue to get a little bit better each and every day. And it was nice to see some new faces out there again yesterday. But hopefully we can continue to stay healthy or get healthier as we approach the season and get these guys ready to go.
Could you not, like last summer, have any sense that, you know, what happened week one was kind of in the works? Like you had no feel like that was going to happen. And then could this week help that just because, not just because it's the same team, but.
Yeah, I don't know. We got it put to us pretty good last year. Definitely was not anticipating that, if that's a question. But it's the National Football League, and I think it's a great lesson that if no matter who you're going against, when you're going against them, if you don't bring your A game each and every day, that can happen to you. It's a humbling league, and certainly that was not one of our finest moments.
How was it thinking trying Zach at left guard for John yesterday?
Oh, we're just going to continue to work through different combinations and try to create as much competition as possible, and let's see kind of where it goes.
And what do you thought of just how Zach's handled that, though, you know, working different spots throughout camp?
I think he's done a great job, you know, especially it's not easy to do that with a rookie that doesn't have maybe the time on task with where you feel really good about him in one position and then you start to cross train in another. And but for a young guy to handle it the way he has, I thought has been pretty impressive.
Along the same lines, how is Royce taken to the reps at right tackle after, you know, basically playing right guard last year?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job. You know, it can always be better, but that's why we go out there and practice. And he's working hard, and you know, he's getting some great training going against our defensive front. So that goes for everybody up front on our offensive line.
What's your feel for where Christian Watson's at mentally after missing so much time?
I think he's in a good place, but until you get out there and do it, and you don't, you know, you really want them. I think you get a better indication when you get the call-it periods where there's no script, where you're just rattling off plays. That's when you really know if a guy has got it kind of locked down. I think that's even more difficult in training camp than it is going into a game, because in a game you game plan, you have, you know, certain ways how you're going to run whatever play it may be. But when you get into training camp, it's just everything's right there for you, and it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Coach, how did you feel like Tony and Jenkins and Watson did on their first day back after coming off
that? Well, it was definitely a shot in the arm for our team. I think just even though it was, you know, just the jog through portion and individual, I thought they looked good. So we'll see. Hopefully they can, again, continue to get a little bit better and stronger and healthier and more confident each and every day.
Do you think this is the biggest week for the ones getting this live work with the Saints, seeing as they probably won't play in the next preseason games?
Who said they won't play?
Well, if they don't.
Okay. Well, yes, if they don't, then I would say that is correct. It is a big week. But they're all big. I mean, you got to take advantage of every opportunity we go out there. And I don't mean that just as coach speak. Like, I mean that whether it's a jog through session, you can always work at the little details. And if you do the mundane things correctly on a consistent basis, that's where you see improvement and that's where you see growth. So everything these guys do, and I know it's they probably get tired of hearing it from us, in some regards, but I think there's a lot of truth in it.
What have you thought of Kingsley Nagberry the last, both in the preseason game and then yesterday? He thought he had three sacks.
And you know his nickname?
What's that?
Do you know his nickname?
JJ, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys call him?
Yeah.
So what did you think of JJ yesterday, and did he have three sacks?
Three? Is that what you had him down
That's
for?
That's what he had him.
Okay.
I gave him the choice of two or three. I mean, if I gave him a choice of 85% time.
I'm sure he would have. We were just kind of arguing about that in the team meeting, you know, because you got the whole defense saying sack, and the offense is saying no, and you know, it gets fun, but like it's tough to tell whether or not some of those were sacks and weren't. I think maybe two of those for sure probably were. But no, I think he's done. He's given great effort. I think a big thing for him is just going to be his ability to help us on special teams as well. Just that role. We need, you know, our backups in that position to contribute in that area. And you know, there's still a lot of growth, not only on the defensive side, but with teams in particular. And so hopefully he continues to get better in that area, and as well as more developed as a defensive player, as a pass rusher. I think for a lot of guys in that position in particular, there is a learning curve. It seems like outside backer, D-line, it takes that position a little bit longer to learn how to set people up, especially when you're talking about pass rush and just getting more moves in their back, I would say.
All right, so there is Matt LaFleur.
In that. He did a good job.
He did a fine job.
Good job, man.
But I do think, like we were talking about earlier, how this plays with the Saints is going to be interesting. Because, hey man, like you said before,
keeps.
Saints are going to become aggressive.
They want to fight. They're a tough guy. They beat Tom Brady all the time because they play tough. They do a lot of stuff. Dennis Allen, he deserved that job, though, because he's been there. He should have got it a few years back, but he got it. He wants his team to be big, strong, and fast, okay, and keep you to 13 points. That's what he's about, 13, 14, 15 points. If he does that, Jameis Winston can be Jameis Winston. And Kamara could be Kamara, but Dennis Allen team is going to be the kind of team that when they get off the bus is what Gary always say, man, look at those guys, man.
I want to know.
Big, strong, and fast.
Who determines who you play in these scrimmages? Isn't it the coaches?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, why would you pick the Saints of everybody in the league? Why do you want to scrimmage them? Like, wouldn't, I mean, the solid thing with the Jets makes sense, right? They're friends, they're boys, we're family. Hey, man, let's do this. All right, sounds good, let's do it. But how do we come up with Dennis Allen? And the Saints.
If you want to be with a physical team, you pick the right one.
I guess.
I wouldn't go that far to say like.
You don't want him on your schedule that year, though, right? You want to scrimmage somebody you're not going to see?
It don't really matter because I think something he said that was a nugget, he wouldn't have said it. He said they exchange scripts.
Right.
Not plays, just format how we want practice to go.
Right.
Because I don't want people to really, he just said he's going to send the Saints plays. No, he does not. The Saints know what plays they're running. They just don't know when they're going to call them. But what he's doing is setting an agenda, and then he'll say, okay, right here we'll be in shorts. Right here we'll be in shells, just shoulder pads, and right here we may be live.
Oh, they're going to be live.
But just don't take them to the ground, but we don't want to be the Pro Bowl because my guys don't believe in the Pro Bowl. Mm. Yeah, 56, he don't believe in the Pro Bowl. Just stick your hand out. No, he ain't doing that. Nah, he ain't doing that. They're going to run right through your guys when they're doing their drills, and the Packers got to do the same.
He's Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It is the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. The Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler is here too.
And why you couldn't rock it off when he was telling it? The man got emotional say he met me at the cafeteria.
Because I didn't need you crying on the radio again. You've done that enough this year.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We don't need you to be crying again on the radio.
I stand down. Yeah, you're right.
You start crying over meeting somebody in the cafeteria.
Did Toby tell y'all what I said about y'all?
What?
No.
Because it was me and Toby at AR, and I love both of those guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't get on their nerves. I said, I'd be glad when Steve get back and get because I like getting on their nerves.
No, do you know what the problem was?
What?
They're younger, so they don't understand you. Gary and I are older, so we kind of get where you want to go with things. They're like, we don't get it.
Agitate y'all for like 14 days.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to be back on track.
Well, I'm glad you're here officially as the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Yeah. That was awesome.
Get away with it now if I get on you again?
Absolutely not. No. Oh, Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, joins us coming up here in about 35 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.